Hey there, Pew Packers. Welcome to this episode of the Pew Packers Pod. I'm Miss Autumn, and I'm so glad you joined me today. And thank you for being so patient while I took a break. We've been sick and traveling, and now it's time to get back into the routine and back to making new podcasts for you to listen to. Today, we're going to be adding another part to our Moses series. If you remember, we've talked about Moses as a baby, and Moses when he grew up, and God asked him to lead the Israelite people. And we just finished the last episode talking about the 10 plagues. We can't end there, though. When Pharaoh said, "Go get out of here," what did the Israelites do? Let's find out. Let's sing our song for the day. Join me for How Did Moses Cross the Red Sea? 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 How did he get across? Did he swim? No, no. Did he sail? No, no. Did he fly? No, 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 no. Did he jump? No, no. Did he run? No, no. How did he get across? God blew with his wind, puff, 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 puff. He blew just enough, nuff, 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 nuff. And through the sea, God made a path. That's how he got across. Great job singing, and I'm sorry for my semi-sick voice, but hopefully you carried the song. Let's talk about what our song means and how we see it in the Bible. Isn't that a fun song? I love learning new songs with you. This one begins talking about how Moses crosses the Red Sea, but we need to back up just a little bit. When the 10 plagues ended in Exodus chapter 12, Pharaoh said, "Get out of Egypt." The Egyptians were also ready for the Israelites, who were God's special people, to leave their land. They even gave God's people silver and gold and clothing. Then it was time for the Israelites to go. There were hundreds of thousands of people. They were a huge group traveling. God took them through the wilderness. Wilderness means that nobody lived there, and it was a very wild land. God led them with a pillar of fire to give them light at night and a pillar of cloud during the day. It sounds like the Israelites were able to easily leave Egypt, but actually, not quite. Pharaoh changed his mind. He started chasing after them when they were leaving. Oh no. The people were scared, and they cried out to God. Moses said, "Don't be afraid. God will take care of us." But the Israelites had an obstacle when they were trying to escape Pharaoh. They needed to cross the Red Sea. How do you cross a sea? Usually we would have to go in a boat, but God did something very special that the Israelites could walk across dry land. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and God caused the sea to go back by using a strong wind. And it made a path of dry land with water on either side. Pharaoh was still chasing them. That is not good. God said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea so that the waters may come back onto the Egyptians, on their chariots and on their horsemen." So Moses obeyed. The Egyptians were caught up in the sea. They could not escape like God's people did. God took care of his people, and they were so thankful for his strong power and his love. When we sing, "How Did Moses Cross the Red Sea?" I hope you'll think about what we've talked about. Until next time, I hope all of you Pew Packers have a great day. See you soon.